You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates.
But stay on your mother's toes. We running this. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bancy Brian, I got to tell you, I've seen some unique propositions over the course of this weekend being reported today. There's a lawmaker, and he's got a proposition. Here's how he wants to take it out on Pooty Poot. You know, here's his bright idea. Republican bill would allow U.S. citizens to seize yachts, planes of Russian oligarchs amid Ukraine invasion. Sort of vigilante style, like they do it in Texas, right? Well, now you can go seize a Russian oligarch's yacht. At least that is the proposition of Texas Rep. Lance Gooden, and his legislation would revive the use of letters of marque and reprisal.
Can Sir Francis Bacon step up? Let's go, guys. Let's get on. Let's get some privateers and get on out there. Get yourself some yachts, guys.
Texas Republican Rep. Lance Gooden is expected to roll out a measure Monday that would allow private U.S. citizens to seize yachts, planes, or other property belonging to sanctioned Russian citizens amid Russia's war in the Ukraine. I'd like to go see you take that yacht away, take it out of my cold, dead oligarch hands. Gooden would do it with legislation requiring President Biden to issue letters of marque and reprisal, an enumerated power of Congress mentioned in Article 1 of the Constitution, which were routinely used during the War of 1812 for Americans to seize property on behalf of the U.S. government, but they haven't been issued since. I'm sure that'll hold up. Just go take a yacht. Here's a quick statement from Gooden to the Foxy Digital News. Putin and his inner circle still have yachts and planes sitting in harbors and airports all around the world. The United States must use every tool at our disposal to seize them and hold Russia accountable for its disgusting invasion of Ukraine. The oligarchs who enabled this crisis are a good place to start. I want a boat.
That's awesome. And I got it wrong. It was Sir Francis Drake, not Sir Francis Bacon. Either way.
I didn't know what you were talking about either.
Elizabeth enlisted a bunch of captains, basically, to become part of her Navy, to be privateers, basically going and pirating the Spanish Main and completely harassing them, but not really under the British flag, but also, you know, they're privateers. They're not pirates.
Well, you know, Fancy Brian, we've got a little bit more reporting in regards to yachts and the Ukrainian, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Apparently, a Ukrainian sailor took matters into his own hands. His boss was a Russian arms dealer and reportedly had this really nice, like an $8 million yacht. So the guy went in the yacht and he like opened a couple of the valves, let the water in
let
the yacht.
Let that ballast water out. They're very good.
Sunday, a $7.8 million yacht partially sank at the docks on the Spanish island of Malaroca, I'm sure that's right, after a Ukrainian sailor opened the valves. The sailor was arrested after the incident with the massive boat named the Lady Anastasia. The ship boasts nearly a 156-foot length. That's pretty big, right? That's like 50 yards. That's half a football field. Five cabins and employs the sailor along with a few other staffers. It's owned by a Russian citizen, Alexander Myshev, who once headed the Russian Helicopter Corporation, which builds aircraft for the Russian military. In 2016, however, Myshev took over Rostec, a weapons supplier. You know, what a fine circle of employment. This guy's got a great resume. In court, the sailor explained the owner of the ship is in charge of the production of weapons that are currently hitting his country. When he saw the footage of the Russian cruise missiles hitting civilian targets like apartment buildings and a kindergarten, the sailor said he was moved to act. He said he knew the missile was produced by the company. That's why he took revenge on the owner. It caused only material damage, he explained, never physical. He opened the valve in the engine room in a second where the crew lives. He told three crew members, also Ukrainians, to abandon ship. The owner of the ship is a criminal who makes his living selling weapons, and now they kill Ukrainians. The judge released him, you know, on recognizance, low bail and all that kind of stuff. The sailor was charged I understand though, Fancy Brian, from other reporting I've seen subsequently, not very regretful, not feeling bad at all.
I wouldn't think so. I think that's great. Good for you, man. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Well, one other big thing I thought was a step in the right direction. FIFA, the international, what, football, but soccer as we would know it.
Wait, they did the right thing once? That's amazing.
Only, you know, reluctantly, they were going to allow Russia to continue to compete under, you know, like a Russian sort of alternative reality avatar kind of a deal.
Kind of like the Olympics. Totally legit.
Here is where we now stand with FIFA. FIFA, the global governing body of soccer, imposed on Monday an indefinite ban of Russia from participating in all competitions. The decision came amid international pressure to ban Russia from the Soccer's World Cup, which is to take place later this year in Qatar. The Russian team was set to compete against Poland in a World Cup qualifying semifinal match on March 24th, but Poland has insisted it wouldn't play Russia given the country's invasion of Ukraine, which borders Poland.
Yeah, Poland has a little bit of a, I don't know, a sharp memory when it comes to those type of things, let's just say.
Why would Poland care about another country being invaded? Oh, yeah.
On the other side of its borders this time.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Poland was invaded once upon a time somewhat infamously as well. They claim that football is fully united here and in full solidarity with all the peoples affected in Ukraine. That situation in Ukraine will improve significantly and rapidly so that football can again be a vector for unity and peace amongst the people. That's what they're hoping for. But FIFA, initially it said it would prohibit matches in Russia and ban the Russian flag and national anthems. At the time it said that Russia would be required to instead play under the name of the Washington Commanders. No, the Football Union of Russia. So they effectively just play under a different name. That doesn't seem like much of a penalty. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, the Stand With Ukraine Monday edition.
Release the Kraken.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
The Kraken.
Did you ask me a question?